Message number 972. On that day I will gather the living. Tuesday, November 19, 2013 at 20:00. My dearly beloved daughter, in many Christian lives I have become like an embarrassing relative who must be catered to from time to time but kept out of sight at all times. This is how many of those who were born Christians and who have fallen away from me view me now. I am of little consequence, and yet when they are in trouble they will call out to me involuntarily because it is second nature to them. Why, oh why, can they not accept me? What has separated man from me? Why have my sacred servants failed to bring them to me? My suffering is the same today as it was during my passion, and now those who have remained true to me will shortly desert me. They will do this because they will begin to reevaluate their understanding of who exactly I am and what my covenant truly means, all because of the heresies to come. All homage to me in my churches will soon be reduced to a mere nod in my direction. They will no longer genuflect before my tabernacles. They will not bow before me or kneel, nor will they pray before my corpse on the cross, for it will not be my image they will be asked to venerate. I will be scourged and made to look ridiculous. My words will be turned into the most peculiar verbiage, and the truth of my death on the cross will be thrown out. My presence is still on earth at this time. You must not desert me, for when you do, my light will be extinguished and then you will become engulfed with darkness. Only those who remain loyal to me can retain my flame, and when the light of my church on earth is reduced to but just a faint glimmer, then the final call will be heard from heaven. On that day I will gather the living. The remainder will be left with the enemies of God to whom they gave their allegiance. No joy will they experience after that. Your Jesus.